Welcome back to episode number 2 of the Pigskin Podcast. This is your host, Dylan Prangle, back at it again. This episode, we're interviewing Harrison Leone, Seahawks expert. Welcome, Harrison. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. All right, so let's hop right in here, shall we? So, about start of free agency, the first transaction Seahawks made, re-signed Puna Ford, the big D tackle in the trenches. I think it was a good move. How do you feel about it?
Puna is a big man, and he is great at stopping the run game, which Seattle struggled with last year. He didn't play all 16 games, which was unfortunate. But this year, definitely, he's going to have a pretty good year, especially with some defensive line help. I look forward to Puna having a great year.
Yeah, definitely. He's a great player. You guys released Jerron Reed, he's a good D-tackle too, but just too expensive. So, and you guys also, you guys signed Gerald Everett from the rival Rams. He's a pretty good tight end. They also have Higbee down there. That's why they got rid of him. So, you guys got him. Instead, you guys also dropped Greg Olsen. So, how do you feel about that?
Something that Seattle hasn't had for a while was an athletic tight end. They've more had some... I guess Jimmy Graham was their last, athletic tight end. Over the past couple of years, it had just a couple boring pass-catching tight ends who can block. But I think Gerald Everett, he's definitely the fastest tight end they've had in a while, has good hands, and I'm looking forward to Russ Wilson throwing him a couple passes this year, and hopefully he'll do well for the team.
Yeah, we saw all that off-season drama with Russell Wilson saying he's going to go everywhere else, but looks like he's going to stay in Seattle for how long, who knows, but we'll see. One big part of that was they traded from Las Vegas, the Raiders. They got Gabe Jackson, the guard, big guard. He's a good guard. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, Russell Wilson and his camp were not happy with how much he was getting hit. I think his camp should have agreed that it's not his fault for getting hit, but there were definitely a handful of times where he could have avoided. But the camp said they wanted offensive line help, and Seattle listened to Russell, and they got him offensive line help. Gabe Jackson, a really good guard, left guard, I think, but he's going to play all over. PPF was ranked him top 10, I believe, in guards. He's really good. Fortunately, Russell Wilson's going to be protected a little bit more this year with him.
Yeah, 100%. He's a good guard. He's scaring up that offensive line for us. Big thing. Then you guys had a big re-signing period. You got Carlos Dunlap back. You had a mid-season trade with him from the Bengals. Chris Carson, he's starting running back. Who knows what will happen to Rashad Penny. And then you guys also re-signed Tyler Lockett. You got the wombo combo with him and Tyler Lockett. So which one of those three are your favorite re-signings?
Seattle could run the ball with pretty much anybody they have. I do love Chris Carson, though. Chris Carson is a dominant running back. He's very hard to tackle and to get down. He's like a little baby. He's like a baby Marshawn Lynch. But Russell needs his weapons in the air. And I think Tyler Lockett, for how small he is and how dominant he is, very important to re-sign him. And hopefully DK will re-sign too in the next couple of years, and that tandem should be around for a long time.
Yeah, it's a great tandem. And then one thing that happened to you guys, you traded your first-round draft picks away for the big name, Jamal Adams. He seems like more like a linebacker with all those sacks he got. But, you know, I think that draft flew under the radar, you know. No first-round picks, but I think the rest of the draft is solid. Who do you think you're – you got a Dwayne Eskridge and Trey Brown. Those were your two. You only have three picks. Them, Dwayne Eskridge, Trey Brown, and Stone Forsyth. So what was your favorite pick out of those three?
Brown, definitely. With the loss of Shaquille Griffin, which he got his money in Jacksonville. No way was he worth what he got paid, but good for him to get paid. Seattle they're going to need some help in their secondary. Their safeties are fantastic with Quandre Diggs and Jamal Adams, obviously, the big name. But Seattle secondary with their corners is going to need some work. But it's definitely going to improve. The Seattle has great secondary coaches, great corner coaches. So I'm not too worried about that. They also have a bunch of depth at that position. So anybody gets hurt, they got another man step right up. But, yeah, Brown, definitely a great draft pick for us.
Yeah, the big school of Oklahoma. They got they're known for some big name guys. All right, yeah. Just see. You guys also got Kerry Hyder, Tyke Hyder Jr. I believe he was on the 49ers before. He's a good D lineman. You guys could use some sacks other than Jamal Adams. How do you feel about him?
Yeah, from the 49ers. That guy was a beast. Definitely a move that went very under the radar. For what reason, that I couldn't tell you. This guy is a big man. Again, Seattle had a lot of issues stopping the run. He's big. He's a defensive tackle. He could play end. For stopping the run, this is what we need. With the loss of Jaren Reed to Kansas City, nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted to trade for him. This pickup was fantastic. I think this is going to be the best move Seattle made this offseason besides the Gabe Jackson deal. But I think this was our best acquisition of the offseason.
Yeah, it was a great, great acquisition. I think you guys had a pretty underrated offseason. You know, not many big name moves, but you know, you got some good solid depth players in there.
That's what wins you games.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you for tuning in, Harrison. Greatly appreciate it coming on and giving you your insight of the Seahawks.
Yeah, we're going to see what we could do this year.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. Thank everyone for listening. We'll see you next time on the Pig Sing Cobb podcast.